say. 1-300-872-911. Macca's Talking Cans. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland. On 846 4CA.
10 to 10. Going to have a quick look at this housing situation again. It's just the bane of existence for so many people struggling, not having enough money to get a reasonable roof over their heads, particularly if they've got kids. They're feeling really, really stressed about these issues, and it's seemingly getting worse by the week. Here's an article out of the Courier-Mail a couple of days ago. An alarming number of Queenslanders are homeless, living in overcrowded dwellings or spending more than 30% of their income on rent, revealing the state's deepening housing crisis. Now, according to data, 7.5% of households, this is in Brisbane, and 8.1% in regional Queensland are not appropriately housed. What, you hear the figure we've got up here? It's even worse. Even worse. Now, Community Housing Industry Association and Uni New South Wales showed Greater Brisbane and Gold Coast were the hardest places to live due to rent increases. Really? Rent rises? Our figures are shocking. We'll compare in just a minute. And population influx, which had more traditionally affordable areas too expensive to live in. Now, we're going to talk about what's been creeping up on us. When we got to 2% a couple of years ago, whatever it was, and it was, oh my God, it must be hard to find rental accommodation. Now it's 0.6 of 1%. It goes on in this article to read, Cairns has showed significantly high levels of unaffordable housing. This is the 8.8%, higher than those other ones. Significantly high-level unaffordable housing, or 8,800 households. So whatever they're spending is virtually out of reach, but it has to be within reach because they've got no choice. And how do they do that? Well, obviously, I presume by doing without other things that would be seen by many other people as basic essentials. Now, I just put a call through to Sally Watson. Sally's the executive officer of SHAC, S-H-A-C, or Shelter Housing Action Cairns. Sally, good morning.
Good morning.
Sally, can you step us through this so we get a better handle of what people are having to endure just to keep a roof over their heads? Over their heads, the family's heads, the children's heads. Paint a picture of how they're struggling, particularly here in Cairns, with these staggering figures that are worse than so many other places. 8.8% fundamentally, 8,800 households are struggling.
Yeah, they certainly are, John, and we're seeing the results of that at our service. When you ask me about people putting a roof over their heads, we're meeting many families, and families are our major client group who are keeping a roof over their head, if you'd like to call it that, but that's either in cars or in tents. We have a large cohort of our clients who we're working with in that situation. We're also working with another cohort of clients who are keeping a roof over their heads in terms of a private rental tenancy, but they're doing that at great expense. As we all know, rental costs are through the roof, but so are other living costs, and they're doing it in great fear, a lot of the families that we're working with. So, for example, they might have a tenancy, but they're not in a position to enforce any of their tenancy rights, like particularly in relation to repairs, because they feel like they'll lose their tenancy, particularly when their lease comes to the end, and they won't get another one. And it's a real fear, and it's really happening there in the market. So we're seeing pressures everywhere.
Can I ask you this? I mean, obviously, with having to pay a significant amount more for the rent itself, tell me about the sacrifices that some people have to make. I mean, you've talked about people living in cars, tents, but once even they do get a roof over their head, a genuine roof, and they get a tenancy or whatever, but it's beyond fundamentally what would be normally within reach. What do they have to pass by as far as, for example, food, et cetera, is concerned?
We are seeing a lot more families coming to us for food at the moment. Food is a big one. If you pay your rent first, which you need to do to keep that roof over your head, then you need to find food. And we're certainly giving out a lot more food than we have in the past. And we have some emergency dollars that have been made available this year by the Queensland Housing Department, which we are using on food, a lot on food and hotels, unfortunately, because people literally can't put a roof over their head. We're also finding families that are crowding into hotel rooms on combined Centrelink income, but it's not sustainable. They run out of money there. It's highly frustrating for us that the best we can do in a lot of situations is find some kind of temporary accommodation while we continue to work with that family. The other problem we're finding in relation to food, John, is it would be no surprise to you or your listeners that a lot of the families we're dealing with are the most vulnerable families in our community who tend to miss out when things get tough.
Yeah.
So these families are large families, often with four or five children, and often with a significant level of disability amongst their children and dietary requirements, which we're not able to meet with what we've got available. So all sorts of compounding factors come into this, unfortunately. Jobs is a big one that we're really noticing. So we're seeing families for the first time that actually have employment lose their employment because they aren't able to maintain a house. For example, we've even worked with property managers in the real estate industry who have lost their jobs and then aren't able to maintain a job, and other people similarly who have moved to the region for work who have always had work. One family that we had working with recently lost her job and was very employable but couldn't take on a job because she was living in her car with her children ended up successfully getting a job in Townsville because she could find a tenancy in Townsville but could not pull that off in Cairns where she'd worked for the last 15 years. So it's really having an impact on employment as well, like losing employment as well as inability to gain employment.
Oh, my God, the pressure on those with young children, how responsible and how helpless they must feel. Can I just take you back to the title? It's called Shelter Housing Action Cairns. Now, people think, oh, well, that's obviously focusing on just getting a roof over people's heads or whatever, but you're actually saying, no, there's people without enough food to eat. And you're stepping into that void as well. I mean, I think people think, oh, Vinnie's would be available to do that sort of thing or whatever. But you're actually stepping into that void.
We are. We are. It's disappointing that we need to. But food is a big issue across our service sector in Cairns. We work with vulnerable families and single people who are homeless or at great risk. And SHAC is no different to other services who may not have worked in the food area before. We're all looking for food at the moment.
Well, well, well. I wonder how... Oh, I'll have to bring them later, I suppose. Vinnie's and Salvo's and those people are coping too. I presume they're almost under siege as well with how difficult things are.
Yes, they would be, absolutely.
What's the answer, Sally? I mean, to say clearly, that's probably a silly question. You're doing everything you possibly can. Any advice you can give to people who are facing such a wall and just wondering what on earth the next day holds for them and their children?
I would love to be able to say, come and see us and we'll find you a home. Unfortunately, the demand on our service and our partner services is very high at the moment. However, we're doing everything we can. We have some emergency assistance available to put roofs over people's heads, like I said, in the short term.
Yeah.
So please still do call us. We're doing a lot more work with people around trying to get into private rental tenancies, so we're able to support people writing rental applications and continuing to turn up to inspect properties until they get one. So we're doing everything we can, and people can ring SHAC or they could ring the Cairns Homelessness Hub is another really great point of entry if you need a service and you don't know where to look.
Yes.
But essentially, we need real structural changes in the housing market. I think it doesn't take me to tell your listeners that. We don't want Australia to hit a situation like this again.
No.
And when we just leave housing for all of us to market forces, this is what can happen.
Sally, this has been an excellent update, as alarming as it is, and probably for many people depressing as it is, but I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, John.
Gee, how comprehensive was that? Her name is Sally Watson. She's the Executive Officer of SHAC, the Shelter Housing Action Cairns.